W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
College trouble, Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Aho from the left circle, a one-timer. And the Canes win it in overtime. And then, of course, the Lightning are cussing out the ref. They are cussing out the ref because, once again, it was a power play goal. They called a penalty on Kucherov. I don't know what the penalty was.
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, they got some stones crying about this. They were given a power play with, what, 1 minute left in the third period?
Yeah.
Right? The Hamilton call? So, I mean, calm down, bro. Like, I'm sure it was a soft goal, whatever. You guys had a crack with a minute left to go in the third period, and you didn't get it done.
Listen,
so please.
The Suns are up 27-10 on the Lakers, and I am starting to rub my inner thigh. I am just absolutely, I'm getting close. I am going right up my leg, right into the home plate area. I am so close to it's like a religious experience. If
get
I can sit here all night. And watch, if I can sit here tonight and watch them go down the drain, I mean to tell you, that'll be, I don't even need, like, honestly, I don't even need 34C to do anything with me, you know, relations-wise for a month.
I don't want to swear, but what the bleep are you doing, dude?
I can make it a month without sessions, because this will be better than sex for me if the Lakers lose. I mean, honestly, like, I am so sick and tired of hearing about the Lakers and LeBron James. I'm just done with it. So you can have
it's
it,
like
LA.
We got
have
ourselves a ladies' man.
Have at it. You know, with 10 straight finals and, you know, super teams and, you know, getting Davis to play for the Lakers with LeBron.
Woo!
And then all I heard was, Carver, you heard me say this today on Coast to Coast. All I've been hearing about when I had on Kevin Ray. All I've been hearing about is they're, you know, this dynasty. I mean, they're not a dynasty at all, that team. They won in the bubble, the COVID season. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. They had LeBron and Davis healthy, and that's why they won in the bubble with the rest of those hacks on that team. And I have been sitting here for the entire season. And you as my witness, Garber, how many times have I talked to you on Coast to Coast and on the bench on the radio? How many times have I broken down how bad the rest of that team is beyond them?
Several times.
I mean, just they're hacks. The whole team's filled with hacks, and they make them out to be this dynasty like this. And ESPN sucks the life out of everyone else. No team gets 1 second of any attention or airtime. All they talk about is the LA Lakers. And all they do is they got their studio right outside the Staples Center doing all their shows, sucking up to the Lakers. That's all they do all day, every day. They got reporters that cover them nonstop. I can name them, but I won't waste my time. You know who I'm talking about. Shelbourne, McMiniman, they live there. That's all they do is stand outside that studio and suck up to the Lakers. The entire Woj, the same thing. All he does is talk about the Lakers. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Ferrell on a Bench with Carver Eye. All they do is suck up to the Lakers, and all they do is get on their knees for the Lakers. That's all we ever hear about is the Lakers. Laker this, Laker that, Laker this, Laker that, dynasty, all the rest. Then, when they're losing, all we hear about is Anthony Davis's onions and that the world's ending. Then when LeBron goes down with the ankle, there's not even other NBA news. you could, when he went down with the ankle, the rest of the league might as well have shut down because they couldn't talk about LeBron James every day. And all they do is talk about LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and then they try to sell us this crappy-ass team that I just watched. LeBron miss a layup and Harrell miss a layup. They're a crappy-ass team. You can kiss my ass because I'm right, and you can kiss my ass because I'm right. The rest of them are hacks. And I'm telling you, I keep hearing, this team won Schroeder, that team won Schroeder, the Knicks won Schroeder, the Heat won Schroeder, all of them won Schroeder, everybody won Schroeder. Schroeder put up a donut in game five. A donut. Name the last time your star point guard put up a donut in a playoff game five, and I'll literally let you sleep with my wife. Honestly. I mean, honestly. Mafia and Carver High have sat there with me on the air, and I have said from a million times, I have said they're all hacks. Caruso, Wes Matthews with his stupid bow and arrow. I mean, if that guy was playing in Charlotte or in anywhere, in Minneapolis, if he was playing in Chicago, he'd average 2 points a game. That's how bad he sucks. He plays with LeBron. He's running around with his bow and arrow. You see him after he hits a shot, he pulls the bow and arrow out. Bro, you suck. And Caruso. Oh, the Lakers are so excited that they're going to be able to keep Caruso in the offseason. He loves playing with LeBron. Who doesn't want to play with LeBron? He's a white boy. He sucks. What's he doing tonight? What'd he do in game five? Nothing. What'd he do in the series? Nothing. Watch, they'll win by four tonight. They'll come back and beat the Sun. I pray to God. Oh, Billy. Carver High getting involved with the D-Book threes tonight. He's got it all going. A ticket on D-Book. 33-12. The Suns lead it already by 21. And D-Book's got 22 points in the first. And I think there's like, I don't know. It's under a minute left. And he's got 22 already. And he's 6 of 6 from downtown. In the first quarter. So, you know, what did you call it, Carver High?
This is D-Book completely showing. Yeah, closing it out. This is what he's doing. He's never been in the playoffs before. All we've heard this dude talk about for 2 years is how I've never played a playoff game. This is his first chance on the big stage. And what's going to be his first big moment in the NBA playoffs? Putting the dagger in LeBron and the Lakers at the Staples Center in game 6, dropping a double deuce in the first quarter on this guy. Why? And you know, and what did we say today? LeBron's never lost in the first round. He's never lost in the first round. He's about to get iced out by D-Book tonight at the Staples.
Do you think that I have any substance when I said to you that another three, but not by him, Payne hit it? Do you think that there's, like, when I said to you in the break, I'm like, they're going to, because there was such a crappy call already in this game for the Lakers. I was like, oh, and here's your boy Wes Matthews. He's been shooting bricks for the last 7 minutes and fouling people. And what did I yell? You should be playing at Venice Beach, you hack ass. Bottom line is, I told you, he sucks. Caruso sucks. Schroeder sucks. Kuzma sucks. Harrell sucks. I mean, the five they got out right now, they should just call them Suckville. That should be the name of their team. Because, you know, Kuzma has, his big 30-point nights are when everyone else takes the night off in the NBA. You know what? You know what I mean? Those are the games when all the star players have load management and none of them play. LeBron doesn't play. The other team's star players don't play. And then Kuzma goes off for 30 because he'll chuck 25 shots and have 30 points. He only does it when the other team's star players have the night off and when LeBron doesn't play. And name any other time Kuzma's ever done anything. Never. That's why.
Never.
He overrated. And, you know, you'll see how bad he is when you don't have your superstars out there with him, Davis and LeBron. They're all exposed. I've been saying it for months. You've been hearing me saying it for months. I keep repeating it because it's true. That is the furthest thing I've ever seen in my life from a dynasty ever in sports. That they claim that this hack ass team is a dynasty. My ass, okay? The Warriors were a dynasty. That was a dynasty that they had going up there. Would you agree with that, Carver High?
100%. When you win,
and what about the Heat? What about the Heat when they were winning?
Yeah, I because they went to the finals. Yeah, I can.
Every year, but I'll give you this: that the Lakers and Celtics are the greatest franchises in NBA history, bar none. But this is not even close. I don't believe for 1 minute that team that won in the bubble is one of the best Laker teams ever. No way. I mean, I'd rank 10 or 12 Laker teams that won titles of their 17. I'd rank 10 or 12 teams ahead of them. I would never put him above LeBron. I'm not putting LeBron above Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ever. You lose.
Oh, look, I'd rank all the Shaq Kobe ones. I'd rank all the Kobe without Shaq ones. I'd rank all those ahead of team that won in the bubble last year. And that's not a LeBron thing. That's not me taking digs at LeBron. That's just facts. That team last year, you saw what it is when those two guys don't play. This is a bunch. This is Hackville, what they got going on right now with the Lakers.
They played the Heat, bro. They played the Heat to win a title. Like, I mean, how hard could it be? I mean, let's see them. Do you know what the Nets would do to the Lakers? They already kicked their ass.
They'd rack them.
So, I think they'd obliterate them.
Well, all this game is tonight is, this is just an extension of the other night. The other night, we saw the Suns completely paste them in Phoenix. And you know what we saw? LeBron basically quit in the second quarter. LeBron walking off the court in the fourth quarter. This first quarter is just a continuation of the other night. What is it? 37-14, whatever it is right now. I mean, you know, they're up 20 on them at the end of the first quarter. It's like the game didn't end the other night. It's like they showed up on the floor and they just kept playing the same game from Tuesday. Like nothing changed.
They're up 22.
Nothing changed. The Suns are just running them.
They're up 22, and your boy's sitting on the bench with the jackhammer massager on his quad. He's doing it to his quad. He's not even doing it to his groin.
Enough with this guy.
Now he's got a quad.
He's done. Stop showing him, all right? He tried to play big hero. It didn't work. Don't show me this guy on the bench the entire rest of the game. I know they're going to need things to do because it's going to be a blowout, but I don't want to watch this guy massage his area the whole entire
time. Oh, they're already doing it to you. The Willis Reed, he's massaging himself on the bench. You have to explain to me, because I was watching the hockey game. When did he go down? Like what happened? Was he playing and he went down? Yeah, or?
He was running down the court and he just went down like a ton of bricks. I mean, he just went down and started rolling around on the floor. Like he was doing a couple weeks.
Because it gave out on him.
Yeah, he's finished. You saw him in those first couple possessions. He couldn't even run to the block. He stopped at midcourt and was just running back, just jogging back and forth. They honestly, the medical staff should be embarrassed that they actually let him play tonight. They really should. He had no business playing.
Right. I think their doctors should be fired for letting him play. Like, they cleared him to play like there was nothing wrong with him when there was actually something very wrong with him. I mean, absolutely very wrong with him. The refs are so on the take in this game, too. It's not even funny. Payne just drove and got swatted on a layup, got swatted. They swatted the ball out of bounds, and they gave the ball to the Lakers. Meanwhile, they're the ones that swatted it out of bounds. And Payne's like, what are you talking about? They swatted the ball. But, of course, they get every call. They get every call. The NBA will do anything. I'm sure Silver's on the phone right now with the officials at the arena at the Staples saying, whatever you do, get them back in this game. We need the Lakers in a game 7 no matter what for our ratings and our revenue.
I don't think honestly, he's going to be able to stop this. I don't think even he's going to be able to turn the tide. The Suns aren't losing tonight. They're just,
why don't they just give the ball? Johnson 3, brick. He gets his own rebound, goes in, a foul. That's a foul on you, Harrell. That's obvious. All body and hammer foul. And he thinks, I didn't foul anybody. Yeah. I mean, these guys cry more than newborn babies.
Your boy Harrell finally getting some burn. And
look at Harrell. He says this isn't a foul. Are you kidding me? Like, are you effing kidding me that that's not a foul? Like, they cry about every single call, every single whistle, everything. They are the biggest bunch of pansy-ass whiners and that hack-ass coach of theirs. Honestly, I could coach the Lakers on crack better than Frank Vogel's doing right now sober. Honestly, because he got exposed in game five. They're down 35. What was he doing to coach him back in it? Besides nothing. I told you before, they don't even listen to him. That LeBron James and Anthony Davis don't listen to Frank Vogel. You know what he's like? He's like an ex-wife. You know, you're like, whatever. Whatever. I'm not listening to you.
LeBron's the coach.
LeBron's the GM, the coach, everything. I'm surprised he hasn't slept with the owner. You know, do you remember when she did? She ended up with, like, the comedian. You know, she was sleeping with the comedian guy. You remember that one? Good for her. I'm rooting for her.
I love Jeannie. Really, I think she's great.
I don't have a problem with Jeannie. Jeannie's cool. I have a problem with the rest of them. Honestly, I can't even, like, he's shooting free throws right now. Oh, and he gets the roll. Oh, God. 38-15, Phoenix. And there's your boy Willis Reed with a towel on his head. I mean, I am absolutely, I mean, it's sexual. It's sexual. I'm literally having, I'm having pleasure. I'm literally, like, forget Christmas. You know what I mean? You know, forget Christmas and the kids come running down and the toys and everybody's happy and people pretend like they love each other for an hour. The greatest day ever, that hour when you open up the gifts and everything else. I mean, this is way better than Christmas. Watching LeBron James get swatted going in for a layup and the Suns are going in transition and the entire way down the floor, LeBron's crying to the ref and crying and complaining like he always does. That's all he ever does is work the refs and jimmy the refs, rub the refs, work them. Even on the strip ball foul they called, that was all ball and everybody knows it. He cries more than a newborn baby, and they are just taking it right in the keister tonight, down 27 right now, getting their asses impaled by the Suns. And your boy Willis Reed is sitting over on the sideline with his jackhammer massager like he's at a porno movie, trying to work his leg. They should fire that hack-ass doctor that allowed him to play tonight because he was not ready to play. His groin is torn off of his satchel. Now he's got a quad tear on top of it because he's massaging that. He's not playing. They're not playing. And the hacks have been exposed. That hack-ass lineup of the Lakers without LeBron and Davis, a bunch of ragtag. They should be playing in a rec league with Pharrell on Wednesday nights. My team would beat their ass, too. They're such pants. Caruso and Matthews, you hack-ass. Joe Lisi joins us from Football Full Circle and Sports Grid, my man Joe.
What's up, Scotty? I'm on the light, the Lakers light, but I'm with you. Let's pile on. LeBron James is a fraud. He's absolutely horrible. If he doesn't get over his total tonight, 28.5, I'm ready to go down to the Staples Arena and just take care of business. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
28.5.
Let me see, between him and...
He's got 7 points right now in 13 minutes. I mean, yeah, he's their leading scorer. Like, listen, how about this? Davis, donut. Gasol, donut. Schroeder, he had a donut the other night. He's got two tonight. He's a hack-ass, too. Everyone, the Knicks want him. The Heat want him. Everybody wants him. The Celtics want him. Schroeder, you know what he is? Frankenstein with that hairdo of his. He got no game. You know what I said today on TV? I said on Coast to Coast, your boy Rondo's better when he's snoring in bed with a full chub. The guy's at home sleeping, and he's a better player. He's better drunk in a nightclub than Dennis Schroeder. He sucks. Caldwell Pope, 3. Kuzma, 2. Kuzma, the most overrated bleach blonde hairdo hack I've ever seen play in my life. The only time he ever has 30-point games is when load management kicks in and the teams they're playing let all their stars sit, and then Kuzma finally goes off against a bunch of 10, 11, and 12 guys down the line. Joe, you know I'm right.
No, you're definitely right. I tell you what, you could have went down to the local 7-Eleven, picked five guys off the street, and they would have had about 25 points in this game. Okay? A guy slurping a Slurpee, okay, would just hanging out with, you know, a pack of cigarettes would have more points than LeBron James in this game right now, okay? That's all I have to say. 7 points? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. 6'9", 235 pounds. Unbelievable. You know what you're better off doing if you're the Lakers? And I took the Lakers. Stupid. I was dumb tonight. You know those MMA training dummies that just stand there? You know, like they're like, you know, it looks like a person? Put five of those out onto the court, and I guarantee you they score more points than the Lakers do in the second half. Unreal.
Bridges just got a dunk and a foul baseline from Frank the Tank. They move the ball into the middle. Frank hits the sweeper coming on the baseline. He gets fouled by Morris and one. He's going to the line. He's trying to make it. It's a 29-point lead if he makes it. It's a 29-point lead. And they keep showing Anthony Davis. I don't know what they show. I don't know what they show more, Joe. Anthony Davis on the sideline. Or Mike Krzyzewski's wife during the NCAA basketball tournament. I don't know what they show more, but I think Davis has now caught Krzyzewski's wife. They keep showing him like he has something to do with this. He has nothing to do with this series because he's done nothing in it.
He's got no points. That's all I know. He played 5 minutes. If you bet his total, he cost you money tonight. So you know what? I didn't think that was the best thing I didn't do. Is take Anthony Davis in terms of any action. But, I mean, come on. I mean, really, 19 points. You're one of the best players in the game. You step up. You shoot off your mouth. You're 2-6 shooting. 1-2 from three-point range. You have 8 points. Really? You're getting blown out at home in a must-win type of situation.
Listen, I still think...
Total bum. He's a bum. I'm going to say it. He's a bum. At the end, Jordan would have never let this happen. At the end of his career, would have never let this happen. I'm serious. Listen, he would have had enough power to make those guys fight. This guy is unreal.
Do you feel at any point that that they're going to – I've already said it twice. The refs are going to do whatever they can to make this game come back to the Lakers being in this game. I firmly believe – now they're hitting threes left and right. It's 48-27. So they're down 21 now. So – bottom line is, I think the refs are going to fix the rest of this game to get the Lakers back in it. They're going to make a ton of bad calls. They're going to do everything they can to get LeBron back in this game so there's a game 7. I already said Silver made the phone call to the refs at the game, in the game. They're getting a call in the back of the hallway at Staples to fix the game.
Right.
They're gonna do whatever they can to get the Lakers back in this game.
Well, I'm always in agreement with you. I talked about it with Gabe and Cam. They're going to set up a game 7, right? This is what they want. The young Suns, Chris Paul, CP3, LeBron hobbling on one leg, his shoulder hurts, right? The whole bit. It's going to be like deal or no deal. You have Howie Mandel. Hey, Adam Silver, the banker. You know the banker? He said that it's going to be a game 7. So you might as well take the L.A. Lakers plus the 17.5 in game. I mean, I don't know if they win, Scotty, but, I mean, I do feel with you that they make it close enough that it is competitive in the fourth quarter somehow, some way. I mean, they're down 20 points right now. I would jump on the Lakers just in-game, plus 17.5. It's a 20-point differential from the opening line.
Right. Do you think that, have you ever, and I've never seen anything like it. I keep saying it all night. I have never. I think every team in the league cries. But about the refs and the calls and games. But I truly believe that the Lakers cry more than any team in the league.
Yeah, for the amount, I mean, for as good as they are, meaning in terms of just being elite in terms of AD and in terms of LeBron, I agree with you. You know, I mean, it's one thing to cry. We know everybody does it, right? You know, they want to get the foul. They want to show the refs. But, I mean, LeBron James, he got about 5 Academy Awards during the series. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's amazing. The flop.
Caruso, he just got blocked, and he cried. He threw his arms up and complained to the ref after he just got swatted. Earlier, he went in on Frank the Tank and got swatted. And after every single play, they cry to the refs about everything. It is nonstop. It is the entire, every single whistle, every call, they complain. Like nothing I've ever seen before in my life. I live for them to lose this game. I live, my entire existence on this earth is to see them lose this game. You think I'm kidding?
All right,
oh my God, Booker just hit a 30-footer.
I'm with you. They're down 21, 52. I show 52, 31, 501 left. 55, 31. There we go.
Yeah, he hit a three. So bottom line is they didn't rack it up yet. He's already got 27 points in the game, and now he just missed a J. He was going for another one, but he's got 27 points on 7 of 8 threes and 10 of 13 from the floor in the game, and he's got 27, and there's still 4.5 minutes left in the first half. The guy's going to have, I mean, it would appear to me he's going to have a 30-plus point first half. I mean, Booker's just saying, you know what? Screw this. Screw the NBA. Screw the refs. Screw LeBron. Screw the crybabies. Screw this hack-ass lineup of theirs. We're going to do the same thing we did to him in game 5. We're going to do tonight in their building. We're going to rub it in their face, and I'm going to be the guy doing it. He is literally taking this game by the throat by himself, because really the only other guy doing anything literally is Crowder's got 9, and he's like the only guy doing anything. I mean, it's all about Booker.
Yep, and it reminds me of the earlier game with Michael Porter Jr., right? He had 22 in the first half, nailed his first 5 threes. I mean, you know, it was a dominant performance, finished with 26. I mean, the only thing is that the same type of situation. We know Booker's a dominant player. You know, I don't know if he goes for 54 in this game, but obviously definitely going to get at least 35, you know, well into the second half. 7 of 8 from three-point land. I think he's playing the type of night that a lot of people thought Lillard and McCollum would play a little bit earlier in the loss to the Nuggets.
They're giving LeBron James, he just hit a three, so it's 21 again. Kuzma shot a brick, and then they got the rebound. I bet on the Suns. I bet on the Suns to win outright.
Would you take the Lakers here? I mean, 18 points. I mean, 18. They got it. I mean, if they lose by 10, I mean, that's respectable enough.
I just think the refs are going to fix the game. I think they're going to get a bunch of calls, and they're going to get back in this game. So they're in a timeout. Booker's going to go to the line. He got fouled. He'll be looking for his 28th and 29th points if he can hit both free throws in the first half. But I will say this. I think the lead was at 1.29, maybe at a high. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was 28 or 27. It was definitely right in that window, right? So they've cut it down to 19. So they've already cut 10 off of it from what I thought it was 29. And then they got it down to 19 now. So, I mean, they got to quit effing around here. And, you know, I think they were moving the ball on the wing, like out on the perimeter and wing. They had everybody so spread out. The Suns, they had guys in both corners, 2 guys on the wing, 1 guy at the top, and they just kept moving the ball around in a circle on the outside of the rim, on the perimeter. And I thought it was terrible. Like, you got to move and cut. And I thought the Bridges baseline dunk off of Kaminsky was a good moving, cutting. You got to just move around and keep cutting and screening and moving. You can't just all stand in one place, pass the ball around in an NBA game, in my opinion, in a playoff game, and expect to have good things happen. You got to keep moving and cutting. And the more you move and cut, the more problems you cause, the more easy buckets you get. Because if all you're going to do is shoot threes and move the ball around and shoot threes, like Bridges in a corner shot and bricked, and then they don't get the rebound, and the Lakers are running the other way. That's how they cut the lead 10 off, Joe Lisi. Because I thought the Suns got real stale with their It was almost like a Dean Smith four corners. They had five guys spread out, just moving the ball around, waiting for one guy to shoot a three, and either made it or missed with no rebound.
Yep, I agree with you, Scotty. You can't get complacent. I mean, if you sense the knockout, you have to go for it. So you have to actually wear them down. They're the older team, right? You have the fresh legs, younger team. You have experience with Chris Paul at the helm. Move and force them to work on the defensive side of the ball. So when they go back on offense, they're a little bit tired. So I agree with you. I think, you know, it would be a win if L.A. does get this to like 15, 14 points by the half. Then it's anybody's game in the second half.
So anyway, here's what just happened. Booker just got a beautiful cut layup. I told you, cutting is the key. He got a cut dive layup all alone for his 31st point of the first half. I mean, this guy is absolutely going off. He's got 31 in the first half. They're up 59-36, and they have the ball. They just swatted Schroeder and got the call. I think the other thing they want to do, Joe, is frankly keep cutting, keep moving, keep running in transition and getting calls. They have to call the obvious fouls when these guys are getting chucked. And so bottom line is the possession's key. One, get a good shot at least, or get fouled, because the only way the Lakers can beat them is with stops. And they've got to, and the Lakers are going to have to hit a ton of threes. And first of all, they haven't. Like, LeBron just got a bucket and one and the foul. They're going to give him every call like they always do. But they're shooting 5 of 14 from downtown, the Lakers. Meanwhile, the Suns have shot 12 of 19. So now LeBron going to make it a 20. It's a 20-point game right now with a minute 53 left in the first half. Phoenix up 59-39. Joe, what's your reaction to the Blazers' meltdown in the fourth quarter when they had a big lead in the third, had the game in the bag, and they let Joker and Denver finish him off in game six in the Moda? They lost tonight. Series over. Denver moves on.
Yeah, I call that. I was on Denver tonight. I just thought it was way too much. I thought they were playing with house money tonight, right, to get that victory by seven in double overtime the other night. I just felt like, you know, going on the road, it was a must-win for Portland, but a lot of pressure. And when you Lillard and McCollum shoot 5 of 19 from three-point land, chuck artist, you know, that really hurt them in the fourth quarter. So credit Porter Jr., big first half, 22 in the first quarter. That really keyed them, and they were in it from start to finish. So Denver, gutty team, curious to see what they do the rest of the way.
So Damian Lillard only had 28. One of the things I noticed late in the game was, like, Powell going in, diving in for a layup, brick. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw guys shooting. Fair enough. I mean, have at it. You all want to shoot. That's great. But why in God's name, when they were down seven late in the game, why was he not the guy with the ball in his hands at every single possession? Dame Lillard should have had the ball in his hands every single trip down. There should have been one guy shooting the ball, Dame Lillard. Instead, I got Norm Powell breaking layups. I thought literally what I saw was the end of Terry Stotts' coaching career in Portland tonight. They're going to fire him, because I don't know how you let that happen. Like, why is it that Norm Powell is shooting? You're down seven late at home in an elimination game, and you're not giving it to the guy that just dropped a 55 spot the other night.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And I think he's out of town. And when Lillard has 13 assists, right, on the night and only nails three three-pointers, he was used as a decoy. So I'm not sure about the defense and offensive game plan for Portland, but terrible performance in the fourth quarter. You need to break tendency. They didn't do that. And, you know, Norm Powell, that was a pitiful fourth quarter performance there in terms of the perimeter game.
All right, so here's your boy Kuzma with another brick. And so it's a 20-point game, and you know there's a foul. That's got to be a flagrant foul to his head from behind on Pope, but they won't call it. They won't call anything on the Lakers. I'm surprised he even called the effing foul. I mean, get a hold of the game. I mean, that was a tomahawk chop to the back of his head on a clear shot to the basket from behind. You can't tell me this isn't a flagrant foul. That's a flagrant foul. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
I agree with you.
Yep. He's got a clear path
we'll
to the
see.
Basket.
I don't know.
Clear path. They're going to make it a common foul because the NBA and the league and Silver and the refs all love having that porno with the Lakers. They just can't get enough of sleeping with the Lakers. They all love them so much. The refs and Adam Silver. I'm surprised Silver's not at the game. Is he front row sitting with Jack Nicholson tonight? I mean, that's their boy right there, Adam Silver, the Lakers. They love each other. They're lovers. So who's going to win tomorrow night? Who's going to win tomorrow night in Dallas?
You know, I said it earlier. The Clippers, to me, just look like a tired team. And I'm gonna roll the dice with Dallas. I know it's must-win for Kawhi and Paul George, but I like the way the Mavericks are playing, so I'm taking the Mavericks in that matchup.
Okay, I got to listen. Oh, now they're going to see if it's a flagrant foul. They haven't even gone to see if it's a flagrant foul yet. They're calling a personal, but now they're checking to see if it's a flagrant foul. Guy had a clear trip to the basket, clear bucket, clear dunk, clear layup, automatic money. And instead, Pope comes in viciously, tomahawk slams him, tries to break his arm, and then they're not going to call that a flagrant foul because they're so deep in bed with the Lakers, the refs, and the league. I mean, it's just as simple as that. If that was the other end and Booker, remember Booker threw Schroeder to the ground, they kicked him out of the game. But when the Lakers do it, nothing happens. They'll call it a common foul as sure as I'm sitting here. Sure as I'm sitting here. That's a cheap shot, flagrant foul. That's all there is to it. And instead, you know, at the other end, they would have kicked Booker out of the game, which is what they did in the series in game four, whatever it was. Now you're seeing the same thing, and they're going to give the Lakers the benefit of the doubt. They'll give them the star treatment, the Laker dynasty treatment with their wussy-ass, non-dynasty living asses. This is the most overrated team I've ever seen in my life, that ESPN and the rest of them are all on their knees. Everybody's just on their knees like a French porno with the Lakers. Meanwhile, I just can't get enough of watching them lose. I mean, honestly, like, I'm in heaven right now, Joe, literally heaven. I will tell you that I did bet on the I'm going to go for the Mavericks again. They're getting 2.5 at home. I cannot believe this Luka Doncic guy goes off for 42 every night and all these dimes and all these rebounds and it's just amazing performances. And he can't win at home. Like, what the F, Joe? I mean, honestly.
I know. It seems like Kawhi, every time he's on the road, he steps up with a solid defensive performance, right? But again, this one seems too easy. I mean, you know, the Clippers are 2.5-point favorites. I didn't like the way George played the other night. I know Kawhi, he's the man. But again, you know, I go against the grain sometimes, and I just think that all the money's going to pour in on the Clippers in this matchup in terms of the elimination. I'm going to go with the looser team. Playing at home, give me Dallas in this ballgame.
Okay, so I want you to know also in this game, when the flagrant foul happened, then Crowder came over to you know, defend his teammate, and Crowder got into it with Pope, and then Pope shoved Crowder, and then the ref gave Crowder a tech, and I believe Pope a tech. So there's been two techs dished out on this play. They both shoved each other and got in a fight, so I think he teched them both up. And then now you're going to see if they call the flagrant on Pope on it. If they call the flagrant on him on the foul, if he has a flagrant and a technical in the same play, I think he's out. I think he's out of the game because they gave him if they give him the flagrant on the foul plus the tech, I think that's, you know, lights out. Flagrant's a tech. So I think the second tech shoving Crowder, you can see it right now. He shoved him. And Crowder put his arms up, but they teched up Crowder for doing nothing. That's how corrupt the NBA refs are. You saw it. I saw it. Did you not see that, Joe? Crowder didn't do anything to him.
I did see it. No, I know. But it's here we go. It's just unbelievable.
Here, let me listen to the ref. Let's see what he says. I got to listen to this. This is unbelievable. They gave him the flagrant. Here we go.
Throw him out.
Oh, then they gave Torrey Craig a technical. I don't even – Torrey Craig, who is that? Does he have something to do with this? I mean, I saw Crowder and Pope shoved him. Crowder had his hands up in the air like this, got shoved, and they teched up Crowder and Pope, and he got a flagrant. So someone explain to me how the F you can have a flagrant foul and attack and still be in the game. On the same play, he got a flagrant and attack. I saw the guy tech him up. I saw they both got teched up and a flagrant. That's lights out. You're out of the game. Explain it to me, Joe. You can't even explain it to me.
I'm at a loss for words, Scotty. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. It's one word, Silver. Adam Silver. That's what I think.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I got to listen to this. Jason Phillips, the VP of replay operations, whoever this clown is. Hold on. A follow-through. What the F are you talking about, bro? How is this guy still in the game? A flagrant and a tech. He got a tech for shoving Crowder, and he got the flagrant. He's still in the game. I mean, what's next? They're going to bring him out a bouquet of roses? Oh, he's gone now. They're throwing him out. He's gone. I'm right. Pharrell's right. I was right. He's gone now. He's done. I just saw him leave the floor. Bye. I told you, you cannot have a tech and a flagrant on the same play and stay in the game. You're done. Get him out. Joe, great stuff. I love you, bro. Check out Football Full Circle on Sundays on Sports Grid. Joe, my man, good luck with your tickets. I love you.
You too, brother. Love the show.
My man, Joe Lisi. All right, so it's a 21-point lead at the half, and I still haven't confirmed without a doubt that they threw him out of the game, Pope. I still haven't confirmed it because he had 11 points. That's a huge loss if they threw him out because I keep telling you, what I saw, it's real simple. What I saw is a guy commit a flagrant foul. They finally busted him on the flagrant, and while he was waiting for that answer, he got into it with Crowder, and he shoved him, and the ref looked right at both of them and teched them both up. And then he said they gave the tech to Torrey Craig, which was – Torrey Craig had nothing to do with that play. There was no technical on Torrey Craig. It was on Crowder, you stupid ass. So it was Crowder and Pope that got into it. Pope's the guy that committed the flagrant. When you commit a flagrant and have a tech 5 seconds later, you're done. That's two. You're done. Good night. And so I cannot, for the life of me, figure out. I'm like sending you stories for my. I'm like repeat sending things left and right. You know I have that problem. I send you the same story 7 times because I'm all over the place right now, losing my mind. Booker had 33 in the first half. What a freak! And if they lose Pope, they're in trouble because he's really like one of the only guys that can shoot threes. They're down to like Kuzma now and LeBron. That's all there is to it, right? So that's that. The Nuggets already advanced tonight. Mariners up on the Angels 4-2 in the top of the 6th. Cubs trail the Giants 5-2, top 7 in the Bay. I'm hitting those games. Padres up 3-0 on the Mets, hitting that game, bottom 5. The Rays beat the Yankees 9-2. Red Sox 5-1 over the Astros. Pirates raise the Jolly Roger 5-3 over the Marlins. Braves 5-1 over the Nats. Rockies 11-6 over the Rangers. Brewers 7-4 over the Diamondbacks. White Sox 4-1 over the Tigers. Royals 6-5 over the Twins. And the Reds 4-2 over the Cardinals. Woo! Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern on Coast to Coast. Screw the Lakers. I hope they have a miserable second half. Carver High, great job. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Shake it.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.